Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Gail Searles with the Pineapple Playhouse in Fort Pierce. The Pineapple Playhouse is St. Lucie County's oldest not-for-profit theater, the opening show of their 45th season. The Lady Swims Tonight by local playwright H.G. Brown runs September 7th through the 24th. Gail, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So when we're talking Pineapple Playhouse, is this what people would know as amateur theater or community theater?
It is a community theater. It's very small, very intimate, and it's a really nice place to belong.
And how many shows will you typically put on in a season, and how do you go about selecting them? What's the process?
We have five what we call main stage presentations. They run three weekends. There are 12 shows, except for the middle show, which is four weekends. What we do is we have a committee of people who gather, who read plays, and they present them to the board of directors, and then we have a season for the next year. It takes us about 6 months to read enough plays and present them to do that. Then we do auditions, and the people who are the funniest or the most serious or the most animated or who fit together properly when you look at a group, they become the cast members of the show. Rehearsals run for 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the time of year, and we present a show.
And you have open auditions for every show.
Yes, every show has open auditions, and we love newbies. We love people who are new to the theater because they draw a crowd and they do a wonderful job.
Who is typically involved with the Pineapple Playhouse? Obviously, you're looking for newbies, as you said, but you've been doing this for many, many years. It's got to be an interesting mixture of people who just love the theater and have done it at maybe various levels.
Oh, yeah. We have a thing called Reader's Theater. That is where people can get on stage and read their lines. They don't even have to memorize them. We have a junior troupe, which is the youth of our organization that are coming up to become the future actors on the main stage presentations. People from all areas of life. I've been there in about 30 shows over the past 17 years. We have people who are realtors, bankers, teachers, you name it, they're there.
So they're just brought together by this love of the theater, and it must provide a tremendous sense of camaraderie.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we have those people who don't even want to appear on stage, but they do stage management and tech. And, you know, all of the other things that are important. We have a huge volunteer base, which we would like to grow, of course, always. But we have refreshments. We have ushers. We have people who help in the office, people who design and sew costumes. There are so many different aspects, so many ways that people can become involved with the theater. This year, we're going to do an open house on Saturday, August the 26th, from 10 to 12. You can go to our website and see what it's all about, but that will introduce people to the theater and to the different aspects that they can become involved in.
Tell me about your opening play for this season, The Lady Swims Tonight.
Okay.
Or today, well, I should say.
Yeah.
The Lady Swims Today. And she may be swimming tonight, but we'll start with her swimming today.
See, that works. It's about some kind of mob activity, I think. I'm not real positive exactly what happens, but I know that a lot of people get involved. I haven't seen the show. I haven't been to any of the rehearsals at this point, but I do know that the people who were cast in this were really perfect.
So shady people trying to make a lot of money. That's just
that's the overarching theme. Yes.
It sounds like you've got a great group of people who just love the theater and just enjoy spending time together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once you become involved in the theater, it becomes a family. We just really become involved with each other. And yeah, it does. It becomes a second family.
I've been speaking today with Gail Searles with the Pineapple Playhouse in Fort Pierce. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Gail, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having me.